Blog Talk Radio.
Well, and if you miss me from singing,
singing,
and you can't find me nowhere,
glory,
come on up to glory,
glory,
I'll be singing up there.
I'll be singing up there.
Yes, sir.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurtured is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. His message is entitled, Outlast the Lousy. Sounds like it's going to be a good one. So I ask you all to please stop whatever it is you are doing. Find yourselves a quiet corner and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the message, he will close us out with a word of prayer. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Danielle, I thank you, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. For the Bradshaw, I also thank you for the opportunity to make this proclamation, and I thank each and every one of you for joining us on today. As Danielle indicated, this morning's devotional, I'm putting the tag on it, Outlast the Lousy. Outlast the Lousy. Some of you might be able to identify with that because you may be going through what you may be calling a lousy time. A lousy time because of conditions and the circumstances that exist that causes many Americans to protest because many of us are dealing with, all of us are dealing with the effects of a worldwide pandemic. And all of us may have our share of spiritual struggles, of physical calamities, of emotional distresses, of financial crises, which may indeed be characterized as lousy. But I'd like to deliver something that I think might be of help to you this morning. Because when you go back and you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 12, and verse number 7, we read a phrase there where Paul says, "There was given me a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to torment." I looked up that word, torment. You know, there was a word called cocoon. Idea of cocoon dealt with the idea of being humiliated. And that's the nature of Paul's thorn. Regardless of what we think or speculate that it might have actually been, that he felt humbled and humiliated. And when this thorn flared up, whether it was all the time aggravating him or consuming and monopolizing a good portion of his day, he felt that it was something that was a thorn that he needed, based on the scriptures, to implore the Lord three times about that it would be. But then, remember the famous response that the Lord gave when he said, "My grace is sufficient for power." So I say this to you, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, mainly because when you look at your life, and you look at the things that don't seem to want to go away, the things that seem to torment you, the things that seem to make your life lousy, the Lord may indeed give you the same type of advisement that he gave Paul when he says, "My grace is sufficient. My grace is adequate. My grace is more than enough." And there are just going to be some things that we will just have to outlast. So I ask, are you going through a lousy time right now? Have you, like Paul, petitioned the Lord to give you some financial relief or to give you some emotional, greater emotional leverage to allow your physical calamity to be eased, to somehow allow your spirit to be comforted spiritually? I don't know what your circumstances are, but I will say that possibly if you have something that is tormenting, that is humiliating you, that you continue to pray to the Lord for, and the Lord just doesn't seem to be listening, maybe the Lord is asking you to have a "my grace is sufficient" type of attitude. An attitude that says, not unlike what Jesus did in Matthew 26, when he says in verse 39, "Let not my will, but thy will be done." Then he repeats similar sentiment in verse 42 when he makes an additional prayer when he saw that the disciples. I'm wondering whether or not we need to have that "my grace is sufficient" type of attitude, and let that be the thing that buoys us to outlast the lousy, because there's some lousy things that might end up happening to us. They have to file for bankruptcy. They have to have a limb amputated. We might get cancer. We may have a positive test for COVID-19. And we may pray to God that maybe those things don't happen, and then when they do happen, we'll have to make some determinations as to how we're going to carry ourselves, because we may have to outlast the lousy. I just saw on CNN from a recording that I had last night, a young man in Georgia who lost both of his parents to COVID-19. That young man has outlasted the lousy, because he has to deal with the fact that his parents, who died in their 50s and died within less than a week or so of their diagnosis, deal with the fact that it was the Lord's will that his parents would die, that the Lord allowed that to happen. And sometimes when we hear these types of things, it's always, it's somebody else. It's not me. It's not my family. It's not somebody I know. It's not someone in my community. It's not someone within my sphere of influence. But sometimes it will be. And then we have to ask the question, why not me? Why would the Lord be so good to me so that I never have any trouble? I never have any problems. I never have any challenges. But the truth associated with Paul's thorn that tormented him really come back powerfully when you look at the text in verse number 10, when Paul says, "Therefore, I am well contented, New American Standard, with weakness, with insult, with stress, with difficulty, for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then I am strong." The thing I do know about God is that when God makes has a purpose, then God has a plan. And although God has made promises, you got to know that those promises are embedded within his plan. So I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you, brothers and sisters, that the whole idea of us having to sometimes go through a struggle, it's not just old people struggling, it's not just poor people struggling, it's not just people who need therapy, supposedly, that struggle. You need to know and understand that God has some things that all of us are just going to have to go through. Here is the pregnant point I really want us to gather. And we'll end our lesson. That is, when you have an attitude of thanksgiving, when you understand that even though you may have to outlast something or some things that are lousy, if you still start to add them up, if you still start to do the tabulation, the things that God has given you, the things that God has blessed you with, the things that God has provided far outweigh the things that he allows you to endure that may be loud. That's why for all of us, we got to know that there will be times, probably more times than not, when God will say even to us, "My grace is sufficient." Then we have to have the attitude and the mindset that says, "I need to have." Father in heaven, I want to thank you for yet another opportunity to be able to be a blessing to people by delivering and expounding on your word. Help us to be able to understand that there were going to be some things sent by Satan to torment us. But we know that we are the soul. Other circumstances that allow them, you're allowing us to be able to be stronger and better for the short as well as the all to help us to do everything. Help us to do everything that you have. Help us to say everything that you have to say. Be with our sick. Be with our children. Be with our marriages. Be with our church. Be with those that are on the road. Be with those that are sheltered at home. Father, just continue to be the tremendous God that you think of. God is good. God is great. God is the only one that is good. God is the only one that is great. Continue to visit us. Continue to be patient with us. Continue to give us an opportunity to give you glory today and every day.